Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello everybody, this is Paul Neeson from Torah Life Ministries, and we continue our devotional series, Suffer Well.
And I am so excited about today's because we are living in a time right now where so many people are feeling oppressed and so many people are feeling like the government is taking control over them and just controlling them. And I tell you, we are citizens of a different government. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we need to let our Creator have that control over us. And as I read this morning's devotional, I want you to realize this and understand this. And understand where our hope should be. Our hope isn't in some vaccination or vaccine or some man's cure or some pharmaceutical drug. Our hope is in Yahshua. Hallelujah. That's where our hope needs to be. That's the only place we can find refuge. Under His wing. Under His wing. And as citizens, we need to know that. So today's devotional is called Cry Uncle. It's number 92 in the Suffer Well devotional series. And I read to you now. We read some scripture here. First, we have Philippians 1, 27 to 28. Philippians 1, 27, 28. Live as citizens of heaven. Above all, you must live as citizens of heaven, conducting yourselves in a manner worthy of the good news about Yahshua. Then whether I come and see you again or only hear about you, I will know that you are standing together with one spirit and one purpose, fighting together for the faith, which is the good news. Don't be intimidated in any way by your enemies. This will be a sign to them that they are going to be destroyed, but that you are going to be saved, even by Yahweh himself. Hallelujah. This is just beautiful. And remember, we are citizens of heaven. Yahweh is our the one that controls us. Yahweh is our master. And we continue to read here. We read, I will not leave this battlefield. I will raise no white flags. It is not man that I fear, although you might think the tears are a sign of wickedness. I know that I am to fear only Yahweh. It has been ingrained in my conscience that you might think that time away from my family will change my course. And in him I say, no, I will preserve in the strength of my heavenly Father. For it is only in him that I live and I move and I have my identity. And Acts 17:28 reads, for in him we live and move and exist, as some of you own. As some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring. What a beautiful devotional this morning. We continue. I hide in the shadow of his wings. I cry out, be merciful to me, O mighty one. Be merciful to me, for my soul trusts in you. In the shadow of your wings, I will make my refuge until these calamities have passed by. Psalms 57:1. Psalms 57:1, have mercy on me, O Yahweh, have mercy. I look to you for protection. I will hide beneath the shadow of your wings until the danger is past. And we live in this time today where so many people feel like this danger is going to overtake them. But we have a different call. We have a wing to hide under, and that's Yahweh's wing. I declare to mankind, your battle is not with me, but with him. And therefore, my calamity will pass at your expense. Your hope will be dashed. Your tactics exposed. You are powerless in the name of Yahshua. You are defeated in the name of Yahshua. Your lies are exposed in the name of Yahshua. Yahweh will cause my enemies who rise against me to be defeated before my face. They shall come out against me one way and flee before me seven ways. Deuteronomy 28:7 reads, Yahweh will conquer your enemies when they attack you. They will attack you one direction, but they will scatter from you in seven. All over they will be sent away. Your end has come. Cry, uncle, right now, O man. surrender, ask Yahweh for mercy, and your wounds will only be more. Penetrating victory has come from me. Victory has come, and it is a power in the name of Yahweh. So this is what we need to remember and hold on to this morning, of where we are citizens from and where our hope lies in Yeshua. That's where our hope lies. That is at these times today when we're told to take refuge from all the stuff that's going on in the world and put our hope in Yahweh and our trust in Him. And we look at the Passover lamb, the death angel that came over the house of those that didn't have the blood on the doorpost. And they were destroyed because they didn't believe, because they didn't count themselves as citizens of Yah. But those that did, they had that blood on their doorpost and the death angel passed them over. Oh, folks, we have a death angel right now that's coming amongst us as we speak at this very moment. And we need that blood on our heart, a circumcised heart for Yeshua, our Passover lamb. Thank you, Father. We need to put all our hope and trust in Him. That is the only way to survive. We must be with confidence and understand that we are citizens of heaven. We are citizens and Yahweh is our ruler. We must have that confidence. We must have that belief. We look at what Paul said in Ephesians 4:1, and he's opened up these letters. Therefore, I, a prisoner for serving Yahweh, beg you to lead a life worthy of your calling. For you have been called by Yahweh. Hallelujah. This wasn't just a letter to the Ephesians. This is a letter to you. If you believe in Yeshua and you put your hope and your trust in Yeshua, you have been called. You have been called by Him. Yahweh has called you. That is your blood on your doorpost. That is the circumcised heart. And that death angel will pass over you, and with confidence you could walk with joy, praising His songs, knowing that all our hopes in Yeshua. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stop worrying about the fears of this world. All our hope is in Yeshua. I just want to walk past these hospitals and walk past these news stations and to cry out, all my hope is in Yeshua. Hallelujah. This is what we've been called for. We need to remember this at this time now more than ever. More than ever. Now is the time. 2 Timothy 1:8 says, so never be ashamed to tell others about Yahweh. And don't be ashamed of me either, even though I am prisoner for Him. With the strength Yahweh gives you, be ready to suffer with me for the sake of the good news. Hallelujah. Yeah, we'll go through some things. We'll have to suffer, but remember what I've been telling you all. That's the refining that He puts us through. That's the refining, and we trust and we have faith, whether it's marital problems, money problems, health problems, and all these other issues. If you are sticking to His word, and if your hope and your faith and your trust in Yeshua, you will come out the other side of the fire, and He will be there waiting with you. Yes. But if you start having doubt, if you start having, second thoughts about your walk, if you start giving into your suffering, thinking there's no answer and no cure, then you're doing what the world is doing. How could we have joy in times today where hundreds of people are dying every day? Well, didn't that happen during the Passover? Didn't that happen when a death angel came over and destroyed all those people? Didn't that happen? And how were the Israelites, how were the faithful, even if they weren't Israelites, the Gentiles, how were they able to remain faithful? Because that was the very essence of why they were saved. Do we understand that? Do we get that? And we have that blood on the doorpost because we have that circumcised heart today. Oh, the death angel is here now and he's running rampant amongst those people that don't have that circumcised heart. But Yahweh says not to be ashamed and take refuge in me, to come under my wing and I will protect you. Psalms 36:7 says, how precious is your unfailing love. Oh, Yahweh, all humanity finds shelter in the shadow of your wings. In the shadow of your wings. The shadow goes even beyond His wings. And we could take refuge in there. We could take refuge knowing that. It's a beautiful thing that He makes this available to us. as his citizens. You could say, well, this country has all these people that are dying. This state has all these people that are dying and all these different things. But we could say, I know a place where no one is dying. People are coming alive from the dead, believe it or not. I know a place where, you know, we could hide for a moment from his anger, but he's going to free us and bring people back from the dead. Not sending them to the grave, taking them out of the grave. That's what his holy word says. Psalms 91:4. Oh, Psalms 91. Thank you, Father. Psalms 91:4 says, he will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and your protection. How many of you are running to him today? How many of you are running to his words today? We look at the decisions and the outcomes in scripture, the world's greatest book ever written. And it says in Ruth 2:12, may Yahweh, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge, reward you fully for what you have done. Thank you. From Ruth 2:12. You understand, we need to run. Now's the time to run under his wings. To run under his wings with a circumcised heart and putting all our hope and our faith with praise and joy in Yeshua. All our hope remains in Yeshua. Hallelujah. It's all about him. It's all about him. And we look at this wonderful song of praise we see in Isaiah 26. This wonderful song of praise. You know what it says in the scripture? It says, sing to Yahweh all the earth. To all the nations from day to day of his salvation, of his Yeshua, Chronicles 16:23, 1 Chronicles. Hallelujah, we need to sing this praise song. Isaiah 26, in that day, what does it say in the scriptures? This is the day Yahweh has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. I'm not looking at the news saying, uh-oh, this day's worse. I'm saying this day's better. We're a day closer. His wings cover me. I'm going to be protected. No matter what happens, I have faith in him. It looks like something bad. No, that's his refining fire, and I'm going to come out on the other side, and I'm going to be even better than I was when I went in. Isaiah 26, in that day, everyone in the land of Judah will sing this song. Our city is strong. We are surrounded by the walls of Yahweh's salvation. Hallelujah. Open the gates to all who are righteous. Allow the faithful to enter. Open the floodgates. Hallelujah. Allow the rightful to enter. The faithful ones. You will keep in perfect peace in all who trust in you. In all whose thoughts are fixed on you. Trust in Yahweh always. Everyone say that right now. Trust in Yahweh always. Underline, highlight that word always. Trust in Yahweh's always. For Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, is the eternal rock. He humbles the proud and he brings down the arrogant city. He brings it down to the dust. The poor and oppressed trample it underfoot. And the needy walk all over it. But those who are righteous, their way is not steep and rough. You are our Elohim who does what is right. You smooth out the path ahead of them. Do we understand the concept of what I'm saying here and the times we are and the importance of putting our hope in Yeshua? Yahweh, we show our trust in you by obeying your Torah. That's what it says in verse 8. Isaiah 26:8. Yahweh, we show our trust in you by obeying your Torah. Our heart's desire is to glorify your name. Hallelujah. All our hope is in him. That's where we have to be this morning. In the night I search for you. In the morning I earnestly seek you. For only when you come to judge the earth will people learn what is right. Guess what times we are now? Hallelujah. This is perfect for today's times. Seek him in the morning and seek him at the night. For only when you come to judge the earth, your people will learn what is right. How beautiful is that? Your kindness to the wicked does not make them do good. Although others do right, the wicked keep doing wrong and take no notice of Yahweh's majesty. O Yahweh, they pay no attention to your unpraised fist. Show them your
eagerness to defend your people, then they will be ashamed. Let your fire consume your enemies. Yahweh, you will grant us peace. All we have accomplished is really for you. Our Elohim, others have ruled us, but you alone are the one we worship. Those we serve before are dead and gone. Their departed spirits will never return. You attacked them and destroyed them, and they are no longer forgotten. And they are long forgotten. You attacked them and destroyed them, and they are long forgotten. Oh, Yahweh, you have made our nation great. Yes, you have made us great. You've extended our borders, and we give you the glory. We are citizens of a different nation, folks. And as we read this, we read about the restoration, but it all comes from one spring, from one area, and that's putting our hope in Yeshua. Hallelujah. Verse 16 says, Yahweh, in distress we searched for you. We prayed beneath the burden of your discipline. Just as a pregnant woman withers and cries out in pain as she gives birth, so were we in your presence, Yahweh. We too wither in agony, but nothing comes of our suffering. We have not given salvation to the earth, nor brought life into the world. But those who die in Yahweh will live. Their bodies will rise again. Those who sleep in the earth will rise up and sing for joy. Sing for joy the praises, for your life-giving light will fall like the dew on your people in the place of the dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In verse 20, it says, go home, my people, and lock your doors. Hide yourselves for a little while until Yahweh's anger has passed. His death angel is cleaning up things. Cleaning up things. Verse 21 says, look, Yahweh is coming from the heaven to punish the people of the earth for their sins. The earth will no longer hide those who have been killed. They will be brought out for all to see. Remember during the times of Egypt, and they were so worried about the Israelites that they took all the newborn male babies and they threw them in the river to kill them. And the river, the Nile River, would hide up these sins. It would just look like a normal river. But when the plagues came, the first thing that happened was that river turned to blood. And it says here in the end of this, the earth will no longer hide those who have been killed. They will be brought out for all to see. Yahweh speaks and it happens. We need to put our hope in Yahshua. Now is a time so many people live in despair. Just there are so many things going on in the world. The death angel is over us now. But you know what? The righteous people of Yahweh that had the blood on that doorpost, they were just waiting for him to pass over. They knew they were going to get out and be free. They knew that. They weren't worried. They weren't in despair. 2 Corinthians 4, 8, 9 says, we are experiencing trouble on every side, but are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are persecuted, but not abandoned. We are knocked down, but not destroyed. Always carrying around our body the death of Yeshua, so that life of Yeshua may also be made visible in our body. Hallelujah. Putting our hope and our faith and trust in him. All my hope is in Yeshua. All my hope is in Yeshua. That's my words today. That's the words we need to understand and believe. All our hope is in Yeshua. 2 Corinthians 1:10 says, he has rescued us from a terrible death. He will rescue us in the future. We are confident that he will continue to rescue us. All our hope is in Yeshua. Psalms 43:5. Why are you in despair, my soul? Why are you disturbed within me? Hope in Yahweh, because I will praise him once again, since his presence saves me, and he is my Elohim. All my hope is in Yeshua. Psalm 71:5-6. For you are my hope, Yahweh, my Elohim, my security since I was young. I depended on you since birth, when you brought me from my mother's womb. I praise you continuously. All my hope is in Yeshua. We need to be strong and wait for him. Psalms, amongst all the stuff that's going on today, with joy. With joy. Psalms 27:30-40 says, yes, I am confident I will see Yahweh's goodness while I'm here in the land of the living.
wait patiently for Yahweh. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for Yahweh. Psalms 130, verse 5, I am counting on Yahweh. Yes, I am counting on him. I put my hope in his word. All my hope is in Yeshua. Psalms 40, verse 1 and 2, I waited patiently for Yahweh to help me, and he turned to me and he heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. All my hope is in Yeshua. And that's what we are called to do today, is fix our eyes on him. Hebrews 12, 2 and 3 says, looking unto Yeshua, the author and perfecter of our faith, who is the joy that was set before him to endure the stake, despising shame, and he seated at the right hand of the throne of Yahweh, for considering him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest be wearied and faint in your minds. Keep your minds on the things that are above, not on the things that are on earth. That's what it says, Colossians 3, 2. And then 2 Corinthians 4:18, while we look not at the things which are seen, but the things that are not seen, seeking Yahweh and putting all our hope in Yeshua. 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Psalms 10:17, you know that the hope of the helpless, surely you will hear their cries and comfort them. We need to be still and know that he is Yahweh. Be still and know that he is Yahweh. Yahweh shall supply all your needs according to his riches and his glories by Yeshua Messiah. Hallelujah. Never will he abandon his children that are seeking him. Be still and know that he is Yahweh and trust in him. All our hope needs to be in him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. The peace that he gives us, knowing that we could live with that. The world is freaking out today. Everyone's going crazy. But the Israelites in those houses with the blood on the doorpost was sealed and safe from this death angel. And you could be as well. You could be as well. Remember, pharmacia and all these other drugs and everything else is not the cure. All our hope must be in Yeshua. That's where it must be. Yahweh says in Isaiah 41:13, for I am Yahweh, your Elohim, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. In Psalms 27:1, Yahweh is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? Yahweh is my strength of my life, whom shall I be afraid? Rest assured, folks. Rest assured. Philippians 1:6 says, I am sure of this, that he who has begun a good work in me, you will bring to the completion at the day of Yeshua Messiah. He is our rock and needs to be a rock. He is the one we must put all our hope into. Psalms 18:2 says, Yahweh is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My rock, my Elohim, who in him I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my strong hold. Hallelujah. We must hold to this and be faithful that he is faithful. And we must endure. Endure it. Thank you, Father, so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Do not throw away this confident trust in Yahweh. Remember the great reward it brings you. Patient and endurance is what you need now. So you will continue. Then you will receive it. We have to put all our hope in him. It's a new day today. Yesterday is gone, and today is a new day. This is the day he's made.
Sins are forgiven. I've been washed by the blood.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
All my hope is in Yeshua.
Hallelujah. Listen, everybody, this is the day Yahweh has made. We need to rejoice and be glad in it. Remember, we are citizens of a different place. and we have a different ruler. So don't succumb to the rules of this world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make it a great day, everybody. Share this with others. And the praise our wonderful creator from day to day of his salvation, of his Yeshua. Remember where our hope lies. Hallelujah.
I've been on this radio station for a while now, and I pray that you're all getting this message and understanding the difference between traditional Christianity and the teachings that we're doing here, which is straight from the scriptures. You see, traditional Christianity teaches that we no longer need to follow the commandments of our wonderful Creator. But the Bible says if you want to be blessed, we follow them. And understand, we don't follow them to be saved, because yes, we are saved by the blood of Yeshua. We don't follow the commandments to be saved. We follow the commandments because we are saved, and we want to please our Heavenly Father as much as possible. And just as if you're a father, you want your child to follow you and listen to your wisdom that you've obtained in your whole life. Well, he has all the wisdom in the world, and he wants us to be wise in our decisions and everything else. And he's given us the book. It's an open book test. He wants us to study his word and follow it. The traditional Christian church today is teaching people things that are confusing and deceiving. It's double-mindedness. They're teaching people they no longer need to follow the commandments. They're teaching people it's okay to do wickedness and evil. They're teaching people to live in sin. Now, I know many of you don't like to hear that, but when you look at what the scriptures say, and you look what's being taught, and you look at their interpretation of scripture, and you understand the deception of the enemy, then you could start to understand why these things are being done. But it says in the word, to know good and not do it, to him it is sin. And after listening to this program, hopefully you now understand the difference between wickedness, sin, and righteousness, and good living is. And now we have to apply it. We have to put it into practice. We must stop living in sin. We're already keeping, as Christians, 80 to 90% of the Torah, the guidelines and instructions that the church teaches, is some Jewish thing. It's not a Jewish thing. It's a Yahweh thing. It's a Bible thing. So I pray that you all get this and the scales are lifted from your eyes. And as King David said in his prayer, that we would learn more every time we read the words, the things we don't know yet. So I thank you and I praise you for listening today. I thank you for your support. And please share this with others and let people know we're on the radio here every morning and every evening at 6:30 during the week. And then on Saturdays, we're at noon. Praise our Heavenly Creator. Thank you for being supportive and listening and going to the website and checking out more. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 3341. And thank you for your prayers and generous support.
Torah Life Ministry. Good news and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news and shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast, brought to you by Kurt Owen Ministries. For over 26 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. As a part of this ministry, Kurt Owen has assisted in starting many, many churches throughout the world. This includes a very powerful local church by the name of Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. For over 10 years, Pastor Terry Owen has been helping people throughout the area learn how to live miraculously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Every Wednesday and Sunday, Pastor Terry Owen brings a dynamic and powerful message at Real Life Church. Today, we will be continuing to learn from Pastor Terry what the Bible has to say as to how we should deal with this coronavirus.
What is the adversity coming against you, and can you wrap your head around this does not have the power over me?